B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. This is so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good plus, here we go. A-B-C-D-E-F-G-H, I want A plus English.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, Elsie, what is your dream job?
I want to be that lazy egg guy. Oh. His name is Gudetama. Mm-hmm. I want to just lie there and earn money.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Well, similar. Mine would either involve plants in some way, or just laying in a hammock, eating delicious food, and reading a good book all day.
That second one sounds more like a vacation than a job.
Well, it is my dream job, after all.
Maybe you should move to Sweden, then.
Sweden? Mm-hmm. Why?
It might just have the perfect job for you.
Elsie, you need to tell me more.
Okay, we'll start our article now.
Sweden's sweet new job.
What would you do for 2,320 US dollars a month? How about nothing at all? Soon, there'll be a job just like that in Gothenburg, Sweden. This job's name is Eternal Employment. Two artists, Simon Golden and Jacob Seneby, made eternal employment for an art project. They will choose someone to work at a train station. Every morning, the lucky person will have to check in there. Every evening, they will have to check out. In between those times, though, the person can leave the station and do anything. This project can pay the employee for more than 120 years. That just leaves one question. Who wouldn't want this job?
Artist, artist. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the most famous artists in history. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the most famous artists in history. Station, station. People started to get on the train after it arrived at the station. People started to get on the train after it arrived at the station. Lucky, lucky. Only one lucky student will have the chance to meet the famous singer tomorrow. Only one lucky student will have the chance to meet the famous singer tomorrow. Anything, anything. You can buy anything in the store and get one free shopping bag today. You can buy anything in the store and get one free shopping bag today.
认识智慧
Eternal Employment Employee.
All right, the first line of our article says, what would you do for 2,320 US dollars a month?
这边呢，我们在第一个句子当中啊，看到过去式助动词 WOULD, would, 它的解释呢是会。那我们现在呢，先进到 Magic Box, 听讲师我们讲解咯。
找亮点。 致全国的民众们，我是黑寡妇。现在我正式宣布，复仇者联盟正在号召愿意与我们并肩作战的勇士们。Would you join us?我也收到太多的电话跟信件啊，说着希望可以加入我们，里头呢都说着啊，希望成为我们团队的一部分，要他做什么都愿意呢。好的好的，大家，我已经强烈的感受到你们的渴望了，大家先冷静冷静好吗？想加入我们啊，首先必须先懂我一开始在说什么咯。诶，你可以发现刚刚句子里啊都有 would 这个助动词，其实这个字啊就跟复仇者联盟啊一样的厉害，一样的无敌哦。 Would 可以用在很多种面向，以下呢就跟各位分享几种简单的常见的用法哦。第一种就像是我刚刚说的 Would you join us? 你想加入我们吗？这里的 would 就有点在表达想要的意思，甚至它也常常会跟 like 做搭配，像是 Would you like a cup of coffee? 诶，你想要来杯咖啡吗？那还有一种啊，纯粹当作 will 的过去式来用，像是 I knew many people would ask about it. I knew many people would ask about it. 我知道啊，在我放出消息的时候，大家一定都会询问这件事情的啊。毕竟 we are the Avengers. Hello. 那还有啊，一种像是表示请求的时候呢，我们就可以用到啦，一种比较委婉的说法。那像是如果呢我想请你帮助我，我就可以说啦 Would you help me? Would you help me? 大家也知道黑寡妇我最会就是操控人心啦，看我这个楚楚可怜的对你说 Would you help me? 难道会有人不帮我吗？不然你想怎么会有人这么多败在我的手下呢？哼，好啦好啦，再来呢跟大家说另外一种好了。当你想表达过去习惯做某件事情的时候，诶，也是可以派上 would 哦。它其实啊就有点像是 used to 的用法。When the Avengers gathered, we would always defeat all the bad guys. 没错，在萨诺斯让我们其他复仇者联盟的伙伴们消失之前，当复仇者联盟再度集合的时候，我们总能打倒坏人。When the Avengers gathered, we would always defeat all the bad guys. 现在就轮到你们了，让我问你们一个问题就好。Would you sacrifice yourself for our people and country? Would you sacrifice yourself for our people and country? 你愿意为了我们国家和人民牺牲自己吗？好好想想这个问题的答案吧，也想想 would 的用法哦。
所以啊，为了一个月美金2320元，你会做什么呢？
What would you do?All right, well, that is a question that's kind of open-ended here. It's kind of like to get you thinking about what would you do if you had this much money? Or what would you do to get that much money? What would you do for? So here's another statement that kind of answers that question. It says, how about nothing at all?
Nothing at all?Nothing at all 是什么都不用做的意思 Really?、
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all? I don't have to do anything at all?
Nope. And it sounds like, for both of us, that's the right kind of way to earn money.
Yeah, and how much is that in Taiwan dollar? It's about 70,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what kind of job is that?
Well, we'll find out soon, but here in the article it says, soon there'll be a job just like that in Gothenburg, Sweden.
这个地方呢是瑞典的哥德堡市，所以文章这边说到啊，瑞典哥德堡市里面呢很快就有像那样的工作。 So I can say people in Sweden are very lucky, right?
Well, not all of the people in Sweden, and we'll find out why in just a second, but let's find out more about this job first. It says, this job's name is Eternal Employment.
Eternal 这个形容词啊，它是永恒的 或长期的意思。 那后面这个比较长的念作 employment， 它是个名词，代表工作跟就业。 那我们来补充一下哦， 如果我们把字尾的 ment 拿掉， 我们会看到 employ， 它是动词，当作雇用的意思。 那如果我们在字尾加上 er， 变成 employer， 代表的是雇主。 那如果我们加上的是 ee， 念作 employee， 那它是员工的意思。 所以这个工作的名字叫做 永恒工作，长期就业。 What does the name mean?
Well, what's the job about?
Okay, well, let's find out here. Of course, we know eternal means basically like forever. Employment means job. Mm-hmm. So what about this forever job? It says here, two artists, Simon Golden and Jacob Senebi, made eternal employment for an art project. All right, now, before we find out more about this job, let's talk about artists. Now, an artist, this is a noun, it's spelled A-R-T-I-S-T, and it's a person who makes art of some kind. We see, like in employment, we saw employ, employer, employee, art and artist go together. Now, there are lots of different kinds of art, so there are lots of different kinds of artists. So, some artists paint, okay, they paint beautiful pictures. Some might use clay to make pots or dishes. Some take pictures with their cameras. Some design things on the computer. There are lots and lots of different ways people can be artists. But basically, they're making something that's beautiful in some way. Here's an example sentence. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the famous artists in history. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the famous artists in history.
Artist, 它就是艺术家的意思了。那如果我们把字尾的 IST 拿掉，我们会看到 art 这个字就是艺术啦。那我们的例句说啊， 里奥纳多达文西是历史上有名的艺术家之一。那回到文章呢， Eternal employment 原来是这两位艺术家的艺术计划， is their project.
That's right. So it's kind of like this job is a job, but it's also a piece of art, I guess, in a way.
Oh, I see.
Which is really interesting. All right, so here's what they're going to do. It says they will choose someone to work at a train station. Now, here we see the word station. It's a noun, and it's spelled S-T-A-T-I-O-N, station. And a station is basically just a building where trains or buses stop to let people get on and off when they want to travel to another place. Now, each station each city in Taiwan has a main train station, and some bigger cities, like Kaohsiung and Taipei, have smaller train stations in them too, because they have more neighborhoods. Of course, you'll also find big bus stations or small bus stations near those train stations too. Here's an example. People started to get on the train after it arrived at the station. People started to get on the train after it arrived at the station.
Station 这个名词是站的意思。那火车站我们就是说 train station， 公车站，如果是比较大的，我们会说 bus station。那如果是小的公车站呢，我们可以说 bus stop。那我们例句说啊， 火车抵达车站之后，人们开始上车。那回到文章呢，我们说到的是这两位艺术家，他们会选人到火车站工作。不过注意哦，他们不是被火车站雇用，是被这两位艺术家雇用。All
right, so what you're saying, Elsie, let me just get this straight, is that people can apply for this job.
Yes.
But one person gets chosen, uh-huh. Only one, and every day that person has to go to the train station, but they don't have to work there?
They kind of work there, but they don't work for the train station. Okay. They're not hired by the train station.
Okay, well, yeah. The article's going to clear that up a little bit more, so let's read on. It says, every morning, the lucky person will have to check in there. There, of course, is the train station. So here is where we see that word lucky that Elsie said earlier. Lucky is an adjective. It's spelled L-U-C-K-Y, lucky. And when we use this word, we're saying that a person has good luck or that good things happen to them by chance. Now, luck can be both good and bad, but when we use the word lucky, we only talk about good luck, not bad luck. Now, we might call someone lucky if they win a prize, or maybe they're walking down the street and they see a famous movie star, and they get to meet that person and get a photo with them, and they're really lucky if they get to do that. Here's another example sentence. Only one lucky student will have the chance to meet the famous singer tomorrow. Only one lucky student will have the chance to meet the famous singer tomorrow.
Lucky 这个形容词呢是幸运的。那相反，我们会在字首加上 un, unlucky 那就是不幸运的。那如果你再把 luck 单独拿出来看 ，luck 这个字是名词。那刚 Aaron 有提到 good luck 好运，那坏运就是 bad luck。那我们例句说啊，只有一位幸运的学生，明天有机会见到那一名有名的歌手。那回到文章呢，我们说到每天早上幸运的那个人会需要在那边做 check in 的动作。
Mm-hmm. So Elsie, what does it mean by that the person here has to check in?
也就是呢，他必须要进到火车站打卡上班。那 check in 还有很多的搭配字哦，比如说 check in at a hotel,、mm-hmm. 也就是在饭店办理入住入房，或者是 check in at the airport, 也就是办理登机的意思。
So it's kind of like you're going in, you're saying, I'm here, recognize me. And that's what you do when you get to work every day. You sign in, that way your boss knows、
yes.
what time you got there.、
Uh-huh.
Okay, I get it. All right, well, so every day they have to go to the train station and check in. Here it says, every evening they will have to check out.
傍晚的时候呢，他们需要打卡下班。那 check out 除了这个打卡下班之外呢，还有很多的意思哦，比如说办理退房，或者是呢借书 check out some books， 或者是结账，也是用这个动词片语哦。
Okay, so every day this person has to go to the train station, check in, and in the evenings they have to check out. But what about all that time in between? Now, I know when I check into work, I have to stay at work.
Right.
Right? I have to sit at my desk, I have to do my things, I have to talk to people, I can leave for lunch, but that's it. Now, here in the article, it says it's quite different than that. It says, in between those times, though, the person can leave the station and do anything.
The person can leave the station.、Mm-hmm. L-E-A-V-E, leave, 这个动词是离开。所以呢，这篇文章说到的是，打卡上班和下班之间，这个人 the lucky one, 他可以自由地离开火车站，或者是 do anything the person、mm-hmm. wants.
That's right. So, if they can do anything, this pronoun, spelled A-N-Y-T-H-I-N-G, anything,is used to talk about any object, any event, any situation, anything, but only when it's not important to say what it is. So when we say do anything, what we're saying here is that the person could leave and go swimming, the person could leave and go home and sleep, the person could leave and go sing KTV. It doesn't matter what it is, and it's not really important to say it. And because it could be anything, there's probably just too many things to say. That's why we use this pronoun, anything. So if I say you can do anything you want, that means you can read, play, eat, dance, run, watch TV, sleep. There's so many things you could do. I can't just say them all. I'm not telling you exactly what to do. Here's an example.You can buy anything in the store and get one free shopping bag today. You can buy anything in the store and get one free shopping bag today.
Anything 就是任何东西啦。如果你把这个字拆成两半来看，你会看到前半段是 any, 任何，后面是 thing, 东西，所以合在一起，任何东西 anything。那还有类似的字啊，比如说 something, 某个东西，或是 everything, 所有的东西，或者是没有任何东西的话我们也可以用 nothing 这个字。那我们例句说到呢，今天在店里面买任何一项物品都可以得到一个免费的购物袋。 Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this person needs to be really, really, really lucky.
Yeah. They also have to be good with time because they do need to go there in the morning. They do need to go back there in the evening, check in, check out.
They cannot be late.
Yeah. They, mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to be late and lose this job.
Right.
Right. All right. Well, it says this project can pay the employee for more than 120 years.
这一项计划可以付给这名员工120年的薪水，超过120年的薪水。More than 120 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elsie, I don't know about you, but I don't want to have a job for 120 years. That's a really long time to work.
I would not live that long.
Right, so maybe there will be more than one lucky person who gets to have this job throughout the time. All right, well, that just leaves one question, the article says. Who wouldn't want this job?
这边的 leave 那就是当留下来解释咯，那就留下来一个问题，谁不想要这个工作呢？ Who wouldn't want this job?
I would.
But what about you?
I would take this job.
Yeah.
I would do anything I wanted for almost $2,500 a month.
Right. So when can we start to apply for this job?
I'm not sure, but maybe we can find out after we're finished.
Okay.
But for now, let's finish off with today's review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
Okay, welcome back to review time. Elsie, we're going to go over our words, and then I'm going to give you a fill-in-the-blank quiz.
Okay.
I hope you've been listening very carefully to our explanations. So, let's talk about them first. We've got artist.
艺术家.
Mm-hmm. We have station.
车站.
Mm-hmm. Lucky.
幸运的.
And anything.
任何东西.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, two nouns, an adjective, and a pronoun.
Okay.
Now, here is the first sentence. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. You'd better hurry. Jane's train gets to the blank in the next 10 minutes.
你要快一点，因为 Jane 的火车呢，在十分钟之后就要进站了。The train gets to the station.
That's right. So, always a good idea to look for the clue words in our sentences. And this one was train. All right, number two. I'm tired.I don't feel like doing blank tonight, but you can go out dancing if you want.
我累了，我不想要做任何东西吗？我们再看看后面的句子哦。但是你可以去跳舞，如果你想的话。
Okay, so I think this blank is anything.
That's right. I'm tired. I don't feel like doing anything tonight.
Mm-hmm. And that could be, I don't feel like dancing, I don't feel like cooking, I don't feel like swimming, I don't feel like watching TV, I just want to go to bed. Okay, number three.
Okay.
I really love my sister's paintings. I feel like she is a true blank.
我真的很爱我姐姐或妹妹的画作，所以你的姐妹会画画，然后你又觉得她应该是一个真的True
artist. That's right. Clue word in there, paintings.
Paintings.
All right, number four. I can't believe you won free tickets to a BTS concert. You're so blank.
Ah, I know this one right away. You are so lucky.
That's right. Would you go to a free BTS concert?
Of course.
I would too, I think. All right, well, that's how we use our word power words in sentences. You guys can go pick some words from the article and try that with some classmates today. But we are all finished for today, so we'll see you again next time. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Sweden's sweet new job.
What would you do for $2,320 a month? How about...Nothing at all. Soon, there'll be a job just like that in Gothenburg, Sweden. This job's name is Eternal Employment. Two artists, Simon Golden and Jacob Seneby, made Eternal Employment for an art project. They will choose someone to work at a train station. Every morning, the lucky person will have to check in there. every evening, they will have to check out. In between those times, though, the person can leave the station and do anything. This project can pay the employee for more than 120 years. That just leaves one question. Who wouldn't want this job?
Artist, artist. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the most famous artists in history. Leonardo da Vinci is one of the most famous artists in history. Station, station. People started to get on the train after it arrived at the station. People started to get on the train after it arrived at the station. Lucky, lucky. Only one lucky student will have the chance to meet the famous singer tomorrow. Only one lucky student will have the chance to meet the famous singer tomorrow. Anything, anything. You can buy anything in the store and get one free shopping bag today. You can buy anything in the store and get one free shopping bag today.
认识词汇
Eternal Employment Employee
节目是由 A Plus English 空中美语制作。A Plus English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询。网址是 www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net 谢谢您的收听。